The list was published in the November-December issue of National Geographic Traveler magazine. In a nod to the growth of ecotourism, the Society's Center for Sustainable Destinations has published four previous lists focusing on community commitment to environmental stewardship. Now, with World Heritage Tourism also on the rise, the center has decided to recognize communities that have strong ecological values and also have maintained social and cultural integrity and authenticity. The National Geographic Society reaches millions of people each month with five magazines, books, and videos. Jim Dean is the associate director of the Society's Center for Sustainable Destinations in Washington, D.C. He says the Society likely influences people's travel decisions more than any other media organization. Dean says the Center for Sustainable Destinations was born in 2002 out of a need to approach that responsibility thoughtfully.
Tourism done well can bring a lot of benefits. It can help to conserve and preserve our sense of place. Tourism managed badly and done badly can destroy a place. So caring about destinations, caring about geography is what we're all about. The mission of National Geographic is gathering and disseminating geographic knowledge, and the mission for the Center for Sustainable Destinations is to help foster destination stewardship and the world's great tourism places.
The list of historic destinations was compiled through a Delphi survey technique where several hundred panelists rate sites based on six criteria and produce a final cumulative score. Dean says the list ranks communities, but the ranking is not the most significant information on the list.
What's more important for us is this, the score that Sitka got was 68. Basically, it's, you know, a 0 to a 100 scoring system, and the highest places, you know, are, you know, Melka and the Vakau in Austria with an 88, and Ontario Canal Corridor of 84. You know, those are the higher ends, and then the lower ends go, you know, dip down to the 20s and 30s. But I think what's most important is Sitka's among those places that are considered to be doing well.
The survey criteria include both measurable tangibles, like the condition of historic buildings and archaeological sites, and environmental and ecological quality. But equal weight is given to intangibles, aesthetic appeal, quality of tourism management, and outlook for the future. Unlike other magazine rankings Sitka has appeared in, the National Geographic list of historic destinations does not gloss over some of the community's struggles with tourism. The panelists' comments are, in some cases, brutally candid. Their observations celebrate the solemn and beautiful Totem Trail in Sitka National Historical Park, the state-run Sheldon Jackson Museum, the Russian Bishop's House and St. Michael's Cathedral, the New Archangel Dancers. But they also warn travelers to avoid downtown Sitka when cruise ships are in. One panelist described the ships as the bane of the town, those Walmarts of the water. Panelists suggested visitors go beachcombing or visit the Raptor Center when ships are in. Another panelist describes Sitka's downtown shopping scene as poor quality shops sprinkled with several excellent examples of Pacific Northwestern art and Tlingit heritage. Dean says Sitka experiences the same pressure of small cruise ports all over the world. He warns that communities that develop too much infrastructure dedicated to ships run the risk of either being overrun or loved to death, or being caught in a down market with an overinvestment in an industry that has moved elsewhere. Dean says that many visitors go by default to wherever the tourism industry decides, whether it's Machu Picchu, Antigua, or Sitka. He believes sustainable destinations attract visitors through their own initiative.
Sitka needs to, as much as it can in the face of the cruise ship industry, take control of their destination, decide how much is too much, what do we want to benefit from this, are we looking for a short-term windfall or for a long-term sustainable business model and proceed accordingly.
Dean says the National Geographic Society's efforts to draw attention to historic destinations around the world is a way to spread the wealth to ensure that no one site is trammeled by a new class of geo-travelers. He's aware that visitor bureaus around the world usually measure success by a headcount. The Center for Sustainable Destinations scorecard for historic places is intended to support communities, like Sitka, that have much to offer, but also much at stake.
In general, the fewer visitors you have to a unique destination, then the higher your destination stewardship score in general. And places that are, you know, noteworthy and highly visited, whether that be by convenience or by history, are definitely more threatened.
The 2008 Destinations Rated List is available online at traveler.nationalgeographic.com. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.